Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 7, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Paystan launches its Zero Card. Paynetics, Fire, VIVACOM unveil the MasterCard Digital First Card. Alta by Helium 10 allows Amazon sellers to benefit from a suite of financial solutions. Ted Baker integrates Klarna as one of its payment methods. Huawei reveals digital payment cloud solution. Uxnet a porter to leverage Mont Blanc's online shopping experience. Kroger unveils contactless payments pilot. Klarna creates new ways to make shopping social with the launch of followable wish lists. Now let's get started. Paystan launches its Zero Card. US-based Paystan, a payments-as-a-service platform, has announced debuting its Zero Card, a touchless, prepaid B2B corporate expense card for mid-market businesses. Employees can use the card to make purchases online and over the phone. It works the same way as a physical card except it requires no credit checks and businesses can issue or deactivate the 16-digit card numbers. The card can be created in bulk if necessary. The Zero Card disperses funds and streamline invoice processing, expense reporting, and payment execution. It also allows businesses to manage, track, and control company spending, and leverages the company's zero-fee payment network to eliminate the cost of transaction fees. To reduce the risk of fraud, the card has fraud prevention controls that manage spend by category, team, and merchant code. Paynetics, Fire, VIVACOM unveil the MasterCard Digital First Card. Fintech payment service provider Paynetics, digital banking platforms provider Fire, and Bulgaria-based telecoms provider VIVACOM have launched the MasterCard Digital First Card. The Fintech Times reports that this will be the first payment card of its kind in Central and Eastern Europe, and one of the first digital first cards in Europe. In addition, the service provides access to a virtual payment card in the Digital Pay by VIVACOM wallet, as well as a physical card with all the functionalities of a contactless card but with security, control, and a minimalist design. For the security of users, only the name of the cardholder is written on the physical card and no sensitive information is included. The unique 16-digit number, PAN, and the CVC code for online card payments are stored in the digital wallet only, and the cardholder alone has access to it by using their biometric data or passcode. Alta by Helium 10 allows Amazon sellers to benefit from a suite of financial solutions. Helium 10 has launched its Alta program that allows Amazon sellers to use features such as digital wallets, rapid approval of credit lines, and international direct payments. According to the press release, based on marketplace performance, Alta users can gain up to $1 million United States dollars in rapid approval credit lines. At a time when most lending institutions are being cautious, Alta is accelerating due to its understanding of e-commerce sellers. Moreover, by using the Alta program, Amazon sellers will no longer have to wait to access their funds every 2 weeks. Daily advances give sellers immediate access to their money, allowing them to reinvest in their businesses and stay competitive. Furthermore, with Alta, payments can be accepted internationally from countries where a local business entity is not even present. Therefore, payments can be securely stored in multiple currencies and converted when needed. Besides, with Alta's digital wallet, Users can pay suppliers in over 200 countries while storing 37 currencies for smoother transactions, expanding reach and streamlining global business operations. Ted Baker integrates Klarna as one of its payment methods. UK-based luxury clothing retail company Ted Baker has partnered with Klarna to offer two new payment methods on its UK website. According to Fashion United, thanks to the partnership, Ted Baker's shoppers are enabled to pay up to 30 days after the shipment of their order or split their payment into three monthly interest-free installments. Besides, it was reported that Ted Baker will launch the same features on its US website from late August 2020. Through the initiative, the luxury company encourages its customers to try products before they buy them, while improving the overall e-commerce experience. Overall, Klarna has been continuously expanding its installment payments and customer experience capabilities, as the partnership comes soon after the company launched its shoppable wish lists feature, allowing users to follow and share looks by other brands and celebrities. Huawei reveals digital payment cloud solution. Huawei has launched a new digital payment cloud solution to help digital payment service operators build super app-centered payment ecosystems. These are meant to accelerate digital financial inclusion in emerging markets. The company's aim is that, through this digital payment cloud, a payment platform and super app will be provided to help mobile payment operators build an ecosystem quickly and efficiently. Huawei's digital payment cloud solution brings the following three aspects. Digital experience. With the digital architecture, both user and transaction data can be opened in real time, ensuring real-time query experience for users and merchants. Real-time risk control can be built based on AI analysis capabilities to identify fake transactions and avoid cash-out risks. Expedite service TTM. With the open ecosystem, the solution provides API, H5, mini apps, and UI bricks technologies that enable partners to launch the service on super apps within 1 week and marketing campaigns from idea to launch within 3 weeks. Agile iteration. With a cloud-native platform, the solution supports container microservice, auto-scaling, grayscale release, and enables software updates in days. Uxnet, a porter to leverage Mont Blanc's online shopping experience. Luxury goods company Mont Blanc has announced that Uxnet, a porter will operate its e-commerce platform starting from August 2020 to expand its digital capabilities. According to Fashion United, Mont Blanc selected Uxnet, a porter for its flexible and customized technology platform, and its expertise in the luxury segment. Therefore, Mont Blanc's e-commerce will be powered by Uxnet, a porter's technology and logistics platform, which will facilitate the shopping experience, while connecting the new online store with the brand's physical boutiques. The company serves more than 100 countries in Europe, Americas, Middle East, and Asia. Moreover, the store has built additional product personalization functionalities, including engraving and embossing into its operations network, as well as a simplified checkout that was redesigned with a mobile-first approach, as Uxnet, a porter reported that more than 50% of its sales come from mobile each year. Additionally, customers can benefit from an extensive suite of omnichannel services, including click and collect, click and reserve, return in store, click from store, click and exchange, buy on call, fashion advice, and book an in-store appointment, which is being extended to new countries, Fashion United reported. Kroger unveils contactless payments pilot. The Kroger Co. has announced the launch of a contactless payments pilot across the QFC division, allowing customers to use their mobile device for a seamless checkout experience. The pilot includes the acceptance of Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay, Fitbit Pay, mobile banking apps, and contactless chip cards, underpinned by near-field communication, NFC, technology. Kroger launches QFC contactless payments pilot at QFC stores, enabling shoppers to use Apple Pay and Google Pay during grocery shopping trips. The contactless payment solution aims to help make life easier for many customers and provide the freedom of choice among various options, including cash, debit, credit, and check. Kroger's tech team recently enabled NFC payments at 61 QFC stores. The NFC technology uses a radio frequency field to transmit data between two devices, a mobile device and PIN pad, eliminating physical contact. Thus, customers can place their mobile device or contactless chip card near the PIN pad and payment data is transmitted from the device or card to the terminal to process the transaction. Kroger offers the following contactless solutions. Kroger Pay, a touchless mobile payment solution that securely combines a customer's payment and loyalty card information to create a faster checkout experience. Customers are provided a single-use QR code to scan at the terminal to quickly communicate their payment and loyalty card information. Scan, Bag, Go. The improved Scan, Bag, Go technology allows customers to scan their groceries using their mobile device, bag their own products, and pay via the Kroger app. Pickup and delivery. Customers can place a grocery order via Kroger.com or the Kroger mobile app for delivery or free pickup. Kroger now also accepts SNAP EBT benefits for its grocery pickup service. Klarna creates new ways to make shopping social with the launch of followable wish lists. Klarna has launched followable wish lists for shoppers, a new feature that allows customers to create, share, and follow shoppable wish lists on the Klarna app. According to the press release, users can also follow and share wish lists curated by brands, influencers, Klarna's shopping experts, and others to discover new products and find shopping inspiration from within the Klarna app. Klarna's wish list feature allows users to save and add products they want from any online store, as well as set up price drop alerts for products, and share their lists with family and friends. Moreover, in the US, Adidas, Sephora, Toms and ASOS are among the leading brands with shoppable wish lists that consumers can follow and share through the Klarna app. In the coming weeks, Klarna will announce partnerships with popular influencers using the new feature to curate their preferred products via wish lists their fans can follow and share. Therefore, the initiative facilitates the shopping experience for consumers, while helping retailers connect with their customers and leverage the social shopping trends. Furthermore, for retailers, shoppable, shareable wish lists not only help build social and community engagement into the consumer experience, but also serve as a rich source of data that helps companies understand what shoppers want. Information such as top wish-listed items and items that are frequently wish-listed during certain times of year can help retailers make merchandising and assortment decisions that more closely align with what customers are shopping for. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.